This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for November 7th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 97 in the house. Day 97, right? Is that even right? I think it is. Maybe it was day 98. Today, if Thursday is day 100, yeah, today's day 98. I don't know why it says day 90. Listen, we're here. We're going to talk it through. It's fine. I have the feeds up next to me and it says Monday, day 98, but I don't know why. Anyway, we're here to talk about the feeds from yesterday. And listen. It's fine that we're getting into a little bit of a tangent here because there's like nothing to talk about. Nothing happened yesterday. The feeds were down for a huge portion of the day, but not for part two of the final three HOH. Because it hasn't happened yet. And so there's nothing to talk about. I'm still working on my my game recap for the season. So I'll be working on that today. You have that to look forward to. It's probably going to come out tomorrow, the game recap. It's very fun. It's very interesting. Remember all the stuff that happened during the season when things were happening. Keep an eye out for that one. But yeah, it's taken a while, so. We're working on it. Anyway, yesterday, there was no competition. They spent the day, you know, as you'd expect, trash-talking the former house guests, complaining about everything that they did and how everything that they did was wrong, how talking to the cameras is narcissistic. I can't believe that Corey would do that. How dumb they are. How sneaky they are, you know, the classics. They tried to cook for themselves in pretty disastrous fashion. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing, but what are you going to do? Really, the only even remotely interesting strategic thing that happened was that Jag and Bowie, having lost part one of Final Three HOH, talked about part two of Final Three HOH. And it's like these two, Jag and Bowie, it's like they somehow find a way to make the worst strategic decisions in a spot where I didn't think it was possible. Like both of them, you know? Bowie is practically begging Jag for permission to throw him the competition. She's like, Jag, I think it makes sense for you to go to part three to face Matt. Don't you think? And Jag is like, no. No, I don't think it makes sense. I would feel too much responsibility if you did that. Let's just play. I couldn't ask you. I don't know which one is worse. Anyway. Yeah, let me tell you, if they had had a cooking competition at any point this season, boom, that's it. Jag's done. Would have been over right away. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's what's going on. Yes, if you have any questions, you can ask me a couple questions, but really I need to get to work on these game recaps because there's so much that happened in the early portion of the game to accurately capture like what was going on and why. There's so much to go over, and so little of it has to do with the final three. But how I'm sort of like proposing this is that it's, you know, those videos that are like, you know, season 12 in a nutshell, or like, you know, whatever, it's kind of going to be like that, but without video clips, you know, just with me talking. That's the idea at least. And also like way more detailed because it won't be about the episodes. And then also, like, we'll talk about the final three, which is going to be another portion of it. Anyway, that's my thought, at least. Let's see here. How about some questions? Do I think Matt is jealous of Corey? That was the Twitter theme this morning. He's so fixated on this showmance. He's like, oh, I bet he's going to, for attention, try to propose. Because, and what he doesn't know is that I get the letter from Riley, so he doesn't even know that I'm the better showmance. And they were like, no, he'll know. It's the reason that you're, he'll be like, oh, well, they'll try to take the attention away by proposing. Matt, come on, dude. Let's see here. Am I doing any deep dives with the players after? Listen. My policy has always been, if somebody reaches out to me to want to do an interview, I'll do an interview with them. We'll see. Do I think Taylor got the point across clearly so the casuals in production get it? I think they know. I don't think they don't know. The production, at least. I just think they don't care. Do they think Cameron tanked his game in the very beginning? Oh, absolutely. People forget how absolutely disastrous that was for Cameron's game. I mean, he wasn't in a great spot beforehand, but like when he flipped, he alienated all of his former allies to gain a spot in an alliance that then hated him. The second he flipped, Ciri was like, this guy's a maniac. Why isn't Felicia going to the jury house? She was evicted at the final four, so she'll go straight to the jury roundtable, which probably filmed last night. Maybe today, I don't know. And so then they're going to be sequestered. Survivor's been fun. Is there any hope? It depends on what you mean by hope. The mustard seed is gone. Anyone I'm hopeful to see on the winter season? I told you guys last night on the roundtable, don't hope. Just think about, like, who are people I'd be really happy to not see, you know? Think about that, and then, you know, hopefully you get most of your wishes if you think of it that way. Although, you know, maybe that's a little negative, but what final two combination would be the most interesting? Matt and Jag, I think. Let's see here. Matt's going to propose to Riley. All right. I think we're good. I think we're fine. So that's the update for today. Again, there's nothing. They didn't even compete in part two yet. So I assume that will happen at some point today, probably earlier today. I can't imagine they'll wait until tonight. It won't give them a lot of time to edit the comp. So I assume we'll have an answer for part two sometime soon. It would be most interesting, I think, if Bowie won part two, because we'd see some funny, like, maybe deals being made between Matt and Bowie that otherwise haven't happened. You know, something that's gone a little bit underreported in this, like, final section of the game is how Bowie's been talking, like, Bowie's been getting closer to Jag because she's sleeping in the same room as him. And they're just like talking at night. And so, like, obviously that's not really something that Matt is able to do. You know, Matt has preferred sort of sleeping alone as much as possible. He has more trouble at night, obviously, communicating. And so, you know, it's, I think, like, a huge reason why, Jag has such a hold on Bowie. Because he gets that time with her at night where they talk the most. So if Bowie wins part two, it should theoretically prompt Bowie to talk to Matt more, you would assume, maybe vice versa. And we could get some interesting social dynamics from that. But otherwise, I think we're just in for the same. And, you know, that's probably the most likely outcome is that Jag wins it. That's what I got for you. You can find me over on Twitch. I'll be live tonight watching the recap of the recap, and then we'll recap the recap of the recap on the recap podcast right after the fact. And then I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on probably who won part two of the final three HOH and what that means for the game moving forward. And then, of course, I'm working on this game recap. It'll be released separately from the updates. So just, you know, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast feeds, and it'll show up at some point. So thank you again for joining me here today, and I will see all of you tomorrow.